fellow runners. I'm your host, Finn Melanson, and this is the Run to the Top podcast, the podcast dedicated to making you a better runner with each and every episode. We are created and produced by the expert team of coaches at runnersconnect.net, where you can find the best running information on the internet, as well as training plans to fit every runner and every budget. ChatGPT versus RC. Can AI write a better training plan than the coaches at Runners Connect? If you haven't heard about ChatGPT, it's an AI chatbot in which you, the user, writes a prompt and it responds based on what you wrote and its own knowledge, which is basically information and data that it's been taught. That makes it sound really complicated, but give it a try for yourself and you'll see that it's basically Google without having to click through links to get the info you're looking for. But anyways, why are we taking on ChatGPT head-to-head in this episode? Because we keep seeing a version of the same message all over social media. Don't hire a web designer. Use ChatGPT. Forget your virtual assistant. Use ChatGPT. Who needs a nutritionist? Let ChatGPT write your meal plan for you. I knew it was only a matter of time before we started seeing this around running. Don't hire a running coach. Use ChatGPT. So on this week's Coaching Chat episode, Michael Hammond takes on ChatGPT and breaks down its responses. We'll start simple. He'll give you the ChatGPT prompts and then look at what it spits out. Then we'll compare that to what we do with the same prompt here at Runners Connect. Before we get into the conversation, if you're looking for the best way to increase focus and performance during your long runs and workouts this summer, you'll love Perform from the Amino Company. I'll tell you more about them later in this episode, or you can check out the research at aminoco.com/RTTT. If you're tired of sweaty, smelly, and stained seats after your runs, then you have to check out the car seat covers made specifically for runners from Dry Seats. Head to driseats.com to learn more and use code RC20 to get 20% off your first order.
Hey, Runners Connect fans, welcome back to the Run to the Top Coach Chat. Coach Michael Hammond here, sub-4 miler, head coach at Runners Connect. Today, we're taking on ChatGPT. Can AI write a better training plan than the coaches at Runners Connect? Now, before we get started, if anyone somehow has not heard about ChatGPT, or if you've heard about it and just have no clue what it is, it's an AI, artificial intelligence chatbot in which you, the user, you write a prompt and it responds based on what you wrote and then based on its own knowledge, which is basically information and data that it has been taught, that it has crawled across the internet and gathered. That makes it sound really complicated, but you should give it a try for yourself. You'll see it's basically Google, but you don't have to click through links to get to the info you're looking for. That's essentially what it is. So why are we taking on ChatGPT head-to-head? I keep seeing a version of the same message all over social media. You know, don't hire a web designer, use ChatGPT. Forget your virtual assistant, use ChatGPT. Who needs a nutritionist? Let ChatGPT write your meal plan for you. So I knew it was only a matter of time before we started seeing it in running. You know, don't hire a running coach, use ChatGPT. Thus, we're going to look at the training plans ChatGPT comes with versus our coaches at Runners Connect. We'll start simple. I'll give you the ChatGPT prompts, and then we'll look at what it spits out, and then we'll compare that to what we do with the same prompt at Runners Connect. All right, first up, here's the prompt. Design a training plan for a runner who has run 4 hours in the marathon and wants to run 3:45 in the marathon. ChatGPT. I'm gonna read some of it. I'm not gonna read all of it, but I'll skim through some of it. To design a training plan for a runner aiming to improve their marathon time from 4 hours to 3:45, it's important to focus on key elements such as mileage, speed work, long runs, and recovery. Here's a suggested training plan spanning 12 weeks. Now, the training plan that it gives, it's not exact. It doesn't give you specific days, doesn't give you specific weeks, but it gives a general weeks 1 to 4 base building, weeks 5 to 8 building endurance, weeks 9 to 12 speed and specificity. And then some additional tips. It's really not bad. Honestly, I'm actually pretty impressed with the info that it gives. And it's interesting. The info that it gives is suspiciously familiar to the point where I'm wondering if it actually combed through like Runners Connect information in our blog to come up with some of this stuff. I'm pretty sure after all that right now that's what ChatGPT does. It essentially like combs Google combs the internet and then just quickly organizes that information. There's some people on the internet who think that there's like secretly an army of people that are actually typing the responses back to you really fast. But obviously there's something going on here because it gives you these pretty big answers pretty fast. But it's really not bad. In that first base building phase, weeks 1 to 4, start with an easy week of running to recover from the previous training, gradually increase your mileage by 10 to 15% each week. Aim for 4 to 5 runs per week. It's pretty solid advice. Weeks 5 to 8, building endurance, continue increasing weekly mileage by 10 to 15%. That mileage is going to get pretty high eventually if you keep doing that. Add 1 day of tempo runs or steady state runs at a comfortably hard pace. Not bad. Include a weekly long run. In the speed and specificity phase, weeks 9 to 12, incorporate speed work, yada, yada. It really is not bad. The biggest thing I feel like it's missing, and you're going to see this as a big thread as we go through all this, what it's missing is context. We get someone at Runners Connect who's run 4 hours and wants to run 3:45. My first two questions right away are, number one, how old are you? And number two, how long have you been running? That's going to tell me the bulk of what I need to know right away. There's a huge, huge difference between, let me give you two examples. Let's say there's Sally, who's 35. She only just started running a year ago. She ran 4 hours in her first marathon, and now she wants to run 3:45. Now there's Cindy, who's 58 years old. She's been running for 12 years. She has a 4 hour marathon PR, 4 flat, and she wants to run 3:45. That's a massive, massive difference between those two runners. Sally, who's 35, just started running a year ago. She ran 4 hours in her first marathon. It's possible that in her next marathon, without changing anything whatsoever, she's going to run 3:45. Just by virtue of improving, just getting fitter. You know, we all remember those times when we first started running where those improvements just came so fast. I mean, we all kind of like long for those times, let's be honest. Improvements, once you've been running for a while and training hard, those improvements become a lot more incremental and a lot more difficult to achieve. So we all kind of all like long back for those times. But Sally is probably going to run 3:50 or 3:45 just by running more, just by getting fitter, increasing her cardio fitness. Cindy, 58 years old, been running for 12 years. That's a different story. That's going to be a lot different. I want to look, now that I know how old Cindy is and now that I know how long she's been running, a little bit more of the context, her past, that's going to be have a lot to do with what we decide to do moving forward. That's going to change a lot of things. Instead of just saying, oh, well, you just need to run more, or you just need to add some specific workouts, there's going to be a lot more to it. Maybe Cindy's been chronically injured so that she has to run lower mileage. Maybe we need to bump that mileage up. Maybe she needs more specific like threshold training. Maybe the threshold workouts have been a little bit light or even a little bit too hard. There's a lot of things that we need to look at, but now that we have the context, we can really roll from there. And that's where it's a lot different than just kind of saying, I've run 4 hours. I want to run 3:45. Here's a plan for you. Now, that was pretty basic. So let's get a little bit more specific with ChatGPT. Here's the next prompt. I am a runner with a 4 hour marathon PR. I run 40 miles per week. I have chronic hip and IT band injuries. I want to run 3:45 in the marathon before the end of 2023. Give me a training plan to run 3:45 in the marathon. You see, you can tell I'm talking to a robot because I'm trying to be like so exact and not just say, give me a plan to run 3:45. I'm trying to use that really exact specific language. All right, here's ChatGPT. Considering your current PR, weekly mileage, and chronic hip and IT band injuries, it's crucial to approach your training plan with caution to prevent further injuries. Here's a modified 16-week training plan designed to help you achieve your goal of running a 3:45 marathon. Now, that modified plan is essentially the exact same as the plan that we got in the first example, where it just got weeks one through four, base building and injury prevention, weeks 5 to 8, building endurance and strength. They're very, very similar. Really, all that's different is that they add in an extra point that says focus on injury prevention exercises, such as hip and IT band strengthening exercises, mobility drills, and foam rolling. So that's good advice, obviously, but I do like how it says focus on injury prevention exercises, such as, you know, in case you're wondering about some random examples, perhaps you should consider hip and IT band strengthening exercises since, you know, you literally have hip and IT band injury. That's pretty much all it gives you. So obviously, that's pretty basic, pretty generic. And again, it's not bad. It just really throws in some very basic injury advice. My first goal with this person is going to be to get them healthy. That would be our first goal, the coaches at Runners Connect, is to get them healthy. I do not like people having chronic injuries, you know, running through stuff. I think it's just a dangerous game to play. And honestly, It just ain't fun. You know, how fun is running if you're hurting all the time? How fun is running if your IT band's just bothering you just chronically all the time? So as a coach, I'm going to look at a long-term plan rather than just a 12 to 16 week, you know, training plan. What about taking a month of lower volume, some cross training, and really focusing your efforts on strengthening your hip and IT band? You know, then you'll come out of that month refreshed, strong, ready to tackle bigger training, which will allow you to train harder and reach new heights. You know, in general, we like to include strength training in every training plan, but anyone with a current or even a past like chronic long-term injury, we're going to address that right away through strength work, how we structure the training, you know, how many rest days we add in, how many down weeks we add in, cross training, general progression of the plan. It's really holistic. It affects every aspect of the plan. All right, let's move on to a silly example. We've done some serious stuff. Let's move on to a silly example. Here's the prompt. Design a training plan for a runner who has run 4 hours in the marathon and wants to run 220 in the marathon. You see, that's a major difference there. ChatGPT. To design a training plan for a runner aiming to improve their marathon time from 4 hours to 220, it's essential to focus on advanced training techniques, including higher mileage, intense speed work, and strategic race preparation. Here's a suggested 16-week training plan. Now, that 16-week training plan is, yet again, essentially the same. It's clear that ChatGPT has kind of like, it's dialed in on its one resource that's given it this week progression for a marathon training plan. And then it just kind of adds a tiny, tiny bit of specificity, because in this, there's in the, you know, base building, it's looking at getting up to a long run of 14 to 16 miles. In the building endurance and speed phase, it's talking about like a much more intense interval training session. And it even adds a phase. Actually, here's something different. It adds a phase, weeks 9 to 12, advanced speed and specificity. So you can see the stuff is getting a lot harder, a lot more advanced. Increase the intensity of your speed work by incorporating faster intervals. Maintain tempo runs or steady runs. Include longer marathon pace segments. That's actually good advice. We would definitely do the same. And continue increasing your weekly mileage. So anyway, there's what it gives you. At the end, I do like this last little bit here. Please note that running a 220 marathon is an elite level achievement, and this training plan is designed for advanced runners who have a solid foundation of training and experience. It's important to consult with a coach or running professional to assess your readiness. So that's an understatement of the century. This is obviously silly and, you know, just for fun, but, you know, not quite this extreme, but this is something that we face as coaches all the time at Runners Connect. When people sign up for a training plan with us, we always ask for your goal. It's not the only thing we ask. And in fact, it's one of the last things we ask, since we don't design training plans around goal times. You know, that's a big topic and perhaps one for a different podcast. But essentially, we want to design your training plan around your current fitness so that we can improve on it and get you closer to your goal. So an example like this one, the 4-hour marathoner who wants to run 220, that kind of highlights the absurdity of simply typing in a goal time and a website just spitting out a plan for you. But we'll get more reasonable examples that still set off our alarm bells, like someone who's run four hours in the marathon, that's their PR, and they want to run 3:30 within 4 months. Or perhaps a more common example, you know, I've never run before in my life, and I'm signed up for a marathon in 12 weeks. Oh boy, you know, that's a difficult one that we see all the time. And I'll tell you, we give the hard truths. We always reach out and have that discussion before we'll ever send over a training plan. Because if I just send you a plan, now you believe that you have our coach's confidence in your goal. You know, what good is that? If you're that person who wants to run your first marathon you've never run before, you want to run your first marathon in 12 weeks, and we send you over a plan, here you go, have fun, enjoy. You probably think, well, the Runners Connect coaches now believe I can do that. They clearly believe that I am able to do this, when in most cases, except for maybe some edge cases, most people aren't going to be able to do that. So we're going to reach out and say, hey, why don't we plan on a 10K or a half? Why don't we take, you know, maybe we'll plan for a marathon next spring, whatever. So it hurts sometimes, and it definitely loses us customers, but we will not write a plan that we're not confident in. All right, that's enough grandstanding from me. Here's a classic example that we see all the time. Here's the prompt. I am a busy mother of four. Write me a training schedule to prepare for my first marathon. ChatGPT. As a busy mother of four, it's essential to find a training schedule that fits your lifestyle and allows for flexibility. Here's a suggested 20-week training plan for your first marathon. So again, the plan goes through pretty basic. It doesn't really include anything specific, but in the additional tips, it says adapt the schedule to fit your family commitments and prioritize self-care. That's good advice. Be flexible with your training days and adjust the schedule as needed. Certainly good advice. And then at the end, it says, remember, this training plan is a general guideline, and it's important to listen to your body and make adjustments based on your individual needs and schedule. Celebrate each milestone along the way and enjoy the journey of training for your first marathon. So first, I got to say, my wife and I had our first child back in October, and I just got to say, I have a new level of respect for parents that are trying to train than I ever did before. You know, two big things missing from the ChatGPT response that we'd add in at Runners Connect. Number one is, when we design the schedule, we look at the days that you're running. We look at the rest days, the workout days. We look at all that and try to determine how can we design this plan in a way that you're the most likely to get it done. And then second thing is, we'll add in that flexibility right away. You know, we give you the ability to shift your workouts, the ability to ask coaches if you're in a pinch and you need something adjusted or you're not sure how to adjust it, and we make sure that you don't fall behind. You know, it's really easy to say, just to give that general advice like ChatGPT did, of just be flexible with your plan. You know, that's easy to say, be flexible. You know, don't worry, you can just move stuff around. But you can probably appreciate, when you see something on the schedule, I find this with almost every athlete we work with. When you see something on the schedule, you want to do it. You know, you're the type that wants to get it done. And if you cannot get it done due to your schedule, that adds anxiety, especially as those days stack on top of one another. So at Runners Connect, we do everything we can to set you up with a doable schedule right away. You know, what's it worth to send you this crazy plan, even if, like, from a pure physiological perspective, if it's the quote-unquote best plan for you or if it's the most likely to get you to your goal? What's the use in sending that to you if it's not going to be doable on a consistent week-to-week basis? If it's just so far-reaching and undoable for you, it's not worth it. But, you know, we also know every week is not the same. You know, crazy stuff happens, especially when you're a mom of four. So anytime you have an option in your dashboard that says short-term schedule adjustment, you just send a quick message to the coaches and we'll adjust your schedule as needed to make sure that you stay on track. And it's a big thing I didn't always respect before. I always thought, you know, just move your days around. So what? Why is this a big deal? But again, I really now understand that anxiety, you know, especially with a busy family life. When you just can't get it done the way it's written, that adds a lot of anxiety and makes you feel like you're just falling behind. It stacks on top of you. Every day that you miss or that you're a little bit off makes you even more anxious, and it just totally ruins the training plan. So that's something that we're just absolutely all over.
Summer training usually brings longer workouts and long runs, which means you need to focus even more closely on your intro run nutrition and fluid intake. If you're looking for something that can help you increase focus and performance during these longer runs and workouts, but doesn't contain a lot of sugar, then you should check out Perform from The Amino Company. Perform is an amino acid-based formulation that's vegan and has no added sugar. It tastes great, and it's easy on your stomach. More importantly, clinical studies have shown that Perform helps improve endurance, reduce fatigue, and increase muscle protein synthesis so you can recover faster after the run. The research also shows that Perform can help improve concentration and focus during long workouts, something many runners struggle with during those tough final miles or repeats. I appreciate that it's all backed by actual science too. In fact, you can check out all the research at aminoco.com/RTTT. If you're interested in giving Perform a try, we've got a special offer for you where you can save 30% by using the code RC30. Just head to aminoco.com/RTTT. That's aminoco.com/RTTT. And use the code RC30 at checkout to save 30%. If you're like me, then most of your favorite runs are a little drive away. That means it's that time of year when you have to hop in your car after your run covered in sweat and dirt. Even if you use towels, your seats still end up wet and dirty, and unless you're cleaning them every day, the smell and damage the sweat does to your car can linger. And let's not even talk about if you have cloth seats. But you can put an end to sweaty, damaged car seats this summer with Dry Seats car covers. Dry Seats waterproof seat covers are designed specifically for runners. Unlike towels, they are 100% waterproof and easily fit over your entire seat so you don't have any missed spots. Plus, they're super easy to slide over your seat so it's ready in seconds, and they're machine washable so they're easy to clean and should be ready for your next run. Dry seat covers will fit any bucket seat, from trucks and SUVs to compact cars, and on leather, vinyl, and fabric seats. If you're tired of sweaty, smelly, and stained seats after your runs, these are a must-have. To make this even more of a no-brainer, you can head to dryseats.com and use code RC20 to get 20% off your first order. That's DRIseats.com and use code RC20 to get 20% off your first order.
Okay, next up, let's look at another chronic injury case. Here's the prompt. I am a runner with chronic Achilles tendonitis. How can I get healthy so I can train for a marathon? ChatGPT. Chronic Achilles tendonitis can be a challenging condition for runners. You can say that again. But with the right approach and diligent rehabilitation, you can work towards healing and preparing for a marathon. Here are some steps you can take to get healthy and train for a marathon while managing Achilles tendonitis. And I gotta say, these are actually some really good tips. Like, this is an excellent guide that accomplishes the majority of what we would need to do with when dealing with the same type of person. It says, consult with a healthcare professional, rest and recovery, physical therapy and rehab exercises, gradual return to running, shoe selection and orthotics, cross training and supplemental exercises. And it gives a lot more information within each of these categories. Manage inflammation and pain, gradual increase in mileage and intensity, and listen to your body. And then remember, each runner's journey with Achilles tendonitis is unique. And there's the key. It definitely is unique. And it may take time and patience to fully recover. So that's all really pretty good. You know, I don't want to pretend that our advice would be like dramatically different from all that. But really, the biggest thing we do at Runners Connect is we're going to give you the exact exercises you need to do on exact days of the week. Of course, it's flexible. As I mentioned before, it's all flexible. But we like to give you those exact days because it's easy for you to follow it. And when it's written out specifically like that, and it incorporates it within the broader plan, rather than just telling you the general advice of, you know, do your Achilles exercises, it's much easier to follow it when you have that exact plan and when it's written within your training plan. Instead of just this additional thing, it is written into your plan so that you're more likely to do it. Then we'd also look to determine the bigger cause. I think this is a big thing that's missed so often with anything like this. If you just go Google it or whatever, we like to look at the bigger cause. If your Achilles keeps bothering you, perhaps it's a form issue that we can correct with some core work or some drills on other days of the week. Perhaps we need to add an additional cross training day in lieu of another running day on the weekends. The common theme here is context. It is just so, so important. All right, here's another classic example. Here's the prompt. How should an older runner approach training as opposed to younger runners? So this isn't necessarily giving me a training plan. It's just more of a general question. ChatGPT. As runners age, it becomes important to make certain adjustments to training to accommodate changes in the body and reduce the risk of injury. Here are some considerations for older runners compared to younger runners. 1, prioritize injury prevention. Older runners may be more prone to certain injuries, yada, yada. That's obviously important. 2, gradual progression. 3, cross training and recovery. 4, pay attention to form and biomechanics. I love that one. 5, adjusting goals. It says older runners may need to reassess their goals and adjust expectations based on changes in performance over time. Instead of focusing solely on personal records, consider setting goals related to maintaining fitness, enjoying the running experience, and staying injury-free. Not bad. Not a bad tip, but I will say that's one of those things that when you actually work with people, you realize that that's not how people work. You know, that's, I'm not saying that nobody has goals of like staying healthy or injury-free, but typically, the people that are going to go sign up for a training plan, I find they have specific goals, and there are ways that we have to handle that. And instead of just saying, hey, just worry about maintaining fitness. Don't worry about these goals. ChatGPT continues, regular health and checkups, recovery strategies, listen to your body. Remember, age should not deter you from running or pursuing your fitness goals. I love that. So first up, I want to say yet again, that context is just so important. You know, we do at Runners Connect, we do have some default rules for anyone over a certain age. You know, we acknowledge the reality of aging and the needs that come with it. So we have a default set of rules that essentially, if someone is over a certain age, there are certain things that we are going to default to. But once we have that default mindset, we use further context to really flesh out the plan. You know, here's an example. Let's say Joe signs up for one of our training plans. Joe is 64. He's been running since his 30s. He's run a marathon every single year since his 30s. He's struggled with some injuries here and there, but largely he runs consistently and injury-free. He hasn't PR'd since his mid-40s, but he's totally comfortable with that. He was younger back then, training hard. Today, he runs 40 miles a week with two moderate to moderate hard workouts every week and a longish run on the weekends. Now, when I look at Joe, do I see a guy I need to bend over backwards to take it easy on just because of his age, give him a super low mileage, super low intensity plan? Not necessarily. You know, Joe's in great shape. He's trained for years. He knows how his body handles it. And even though he's 64, he clearly can handle some really solid training. I don't need to default him to an easy plan just because of his age. The context tells me he's ready for more. Maybe he's not ready for what he would have been ready at 34, but at 64, he's still ready for some good training. You know, this is something I've learned working with older runners over the years. Again, I'm not saying there aren't considerations. We default to lower mileage and intensity at the start, but then we use that context, that further context, to determine how to proceed. You know, for every Joe, yeah, sure, there are three other runners for whom we'd give much, much lower intensity plans. It sometimes, or really even often, makes sense for older runners to do that. But I've seen too many Joes who, through taking care of their bodies, training hard over the years, they're totally capable of training at a higher level to, you know, than to just use that default and move on just because of their age. One thing I'll add, our oldest athlete is actually turning 80 this month in June, and we're constantly having to hold him back. He's always wanting more, 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 and we're the ones having to reel him in to make sure he stays healthy. Jerry, if you're listening, big shout out to you, buddy. Hope to see you in person again soon. Okay, last example. I want to give ChatGPT credit. For most things, the more specific and detailed you get, the more specific and detailed it will get. So I want to go wild with it. Here's the prompt. I am a female runner, age 52. I have been running for 6 years. I have completed 2 marathons with a personal best of 3:35. I have a history of calf injuries and IT band injuries. I have worked with a physical therapist for both issues. I want to qualify for the Boston Marathon. Write me a specific training schedule that takes into account my work schedule, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Here's ChatGPT. Congratulations on your running achievements so far, and it's great that you're aiming to qualify for the Boston Marathon. Considering your work schedule and injury history, here's a suggested schedule that accommodates your availability. So, and then really all it does, it adds the same stuff as before, and then it just says, note, this is a 16-week training plan, but you can adjust it based on your specific timeline and preferences. So I tried to get it to be really extra specific for me, but it didn't necessarily do that. It did on one of the weeks, or on one of the phases, I should say, it did give like a Monday through Sunday schedule. Let's look at it. So this is for weeks 5 to 8, increasing endurance and strength. Monday, rest day or cross-training activity. Tuesday, mid-distance run with hill repeats or stair workouts to strengthen the calves and IT band. Wednesday, easy run or cross-training activity. Thursday, tempo run, starting at 3 to 4 miles at a comfortably hard pace. Friday, long run, gradually increasing distance at an easy pace. Saturday, recovery run or cross-training. Sunday, rest day or easy cross-training. That's actually not bad. I got to give it credit. That's actually a really, really solid schedule. I think it almost went a little bit haywire with some of the specificity. I think like structuring one of the runs, one of the workouts to be like a stair workout to strengthen calves and the IT band, because I mentioned that there were the history of calf and IT band injuries. I think that's it went a little bit crazy with that, but it's also, I got to give it credit that it actually took that into account and really incorporated that into the training plan. It's really not bad. Here's what it gave for some additional tips. Include regular strength and flexibility exercises specific to your calf and IT band as recommended by your physical therapist. Prioritize adequate rest and recovery days to avoid overtraining and minimize the risk of injuries. Make sure to incorporate a gradual mileage increase and listen to your body for any signs of injury or overuse. Adjust the schedule as needed based on your body's response and your physical therapist's recommendations. Communicate with your physical therapist or coach throughout the training period to address any ongoing concerns or modifications required. And then maintain a balanced diet, stay hydrated, and prioritize sleep to support your training and overall health. So, really good tips. I got to give it credit. When I got really specific with it, it actually gave me a fairly specific schedule in return. Is it as specific as we would give? Of course not. It's definitely not even close to the specificity that we would give. And I want to look at those additional tips that it just gave versus, and the additional tips on most of the prompts were relatively similar. So I want to compare a lot of those to what we do at Runners Connect. So one of ChatGPT's additional tips right there was regular strength and flexibility. That's something that is included in our plans. You know, we personalize that to your ability level, your age, your needs, everything, your injury history. All of that is going to be prioritized, you know, based on kind of your level of need. It's not that it's low priority if you don't need it as much, but it's definitely very high priority if you're someone who has a high level of need based on your history and your current fitness and all that. ChatGPT says to prioritize rest. We give you rest and cross-training days based on your schedule, your workout day preferences, and then to be honest with you, sometimes we'll even give you more rest days than you want. This kind of goes back to that, what we were talking about earlier, where people will come in with a goal that, while admirable, is definitely beyond what we're comfortable having that confidence level in. Similarly, if someone comes in who's 72 years old and wants an intense training plan that where they're running 7 days a week, I'm probably going to suggest to that person, I'm not going to force them, but I'm probably going to suggest to that person, let's add in 1 to 2 rest days per week. At minimum, let's have some cross training days just to recover a little bit better and make sure that you're absorbing all the training that you're doing. So we really prioritize rest. We really make sure that it works specifically with your schedule. ChatGPT says incorporate a gradual mileage increase. You know, we of course do this already. We don't use a formula or a rule. We just go by what works best for the athlete. You know, some athletes can really crank it up pretty quickly and others need time. They need to go a little bit slower. We like to incorporate down weeks. That's a big part of our plan. So maybe you'll do 2 or 3 weeks where the mileage is a little bit higher, the intensity is a little bit higher, and then we'll follow that up with a down week where it's a little bit lower volume, a little bit lower intensity, and it'll allow you to really absorb all of that training you're doing. You'll go into the next week or the next cycle feeling fresh and ready to tackle the training. You know, we'd like to see how you respond to 2 to 4 weeks of increased mileage before moving forward. And that's where down weeks and stuff using a gradual mileage increase really comes in handy. ChatGPT says, communicate with the coach / physical therapist. You know, at Runners Connect, basically, we just have a consistent feedback loop. It's really as simple as that. We never just like to give people a plan that you're stuck with and then you're just kind of on your way. I don't believe that that works. I don't believe that it's worth it. You know, it would be a great way to sell a lot of plans, but it's just not a great way for athletes to actually reach their goals. You know, you need that consistent feedback loop in order to see how people are handling the training. If an injury pops up, you know, God forbid it does, but sometimes it does. If you get behind because of a busy work schedule or family or whatever, we like to have that consistent feedback loop. That's a big part of our plans. ChatGPT says lifestyle, you know, diet, sleep, hydration. At Runners Connect with nutrition, we have meal plans within our plans to keep your nutrition on track. You don't have to follow those. And some people do, some people don't. Kind of depends on where you're at with your own nutrition and what sort of stuff you're following. If you're following something specific already or working with a nutritionist, great. You know, it's all here for you if you need it, but you may not necessarily need that. We give specific, like during run and then also not during run, you know, nutrition strategies. For hydration, we have a hydration calculator. Make sure you're getting enough. That's really the big thing we find. People just not getting enough hydration, not understanding how much you're losing on like a long run or especially during a race. And then sleep, well, I'll admit, we don't really control that. But it's definitely something that we encourage. And so we're not too different from ChatGPT in that regard. So that's all to say, instead of just some additional tips, we really look at the stuff as essential to your running. You know, we make it a huge part of our plans. So if you want to see for yourself how we match up against ChatGPT, no, seriously, if you're ready to commit to better, faster, healthier running, we're giving away a big bonus on our training plans right now. If you sign up today, in addition to a custom training plan, just like I've been talking about throughout this whole podcast, you'll also get our custom race day fueling plan, which will give you the exact nutrition strategy you need to fuel your next race. That's especially useful for the marathon. Our Improve Running Form course, a thorough course that gives you better running form for faster running and fewer injuries, and our complete injury guides, detailed guides for all the major running injuries in the book to get you back to healthy running. You'll get all that plus your custom training plan, and it's only $29 a month. Head to runnersconnect.net/bonus and join our team of runners today. Again, that's runnersconnect.net/bonus. I hope to see your information full of important context and detail come through soon. All right, everybody, thank you for listening. Have an awesome run today, and I'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Run to the Top podcast. I'm your host, Finn Melanson. As always, our mission here is to help you become a better runner with every episode. Please consider connecting with me on Instagram at WasatchFinn and the rest of our team at Runners Connect. Also, consider supporting our show for free with a rating on the Spotify and Apple podcast players. And lastly, if you love the show and want bonus content, behind-the-scenes experiences with our guests, and premier access to contests and giveaways, then subscribe to our newsletter by going to runnersconnect.net/podcast. Until next time, happy training.